I see that my girls have done well bringing you to me. When I was told there was a gorgeous new girl in town, I wasn't expecting you. You're absolutely breathtaking, princess. Tell me, what do they call you? A beautiful name for a beautiful girl. It suits you, sweetheart. How long have you been in my little village? Well, of course it's my village. I'm the one in charge. I make sure everything runs smoothly. I take care of all the residents personally. When I was setting this place up, I was looking for somewhere remote. Somewhere that people couldn't just stumble upon our town. You would actually have to seek us out. I'm not a big fan of trespassers. Of course, this has led to some rumors over the years. I'm sure you've heard about the witches in the woods, or you've been told to stay away from the edge of the forest unless you want to be grabbed. Those are all stories started by me, to keep trespassers away. It's much easier to bring those I want back to my town. I don't like people being able to find me, let alone try to push themselves upon me. This isn't just a place for people to live. There's a grand plan going on, one that you are going to be a part of. Does that excite you, princess, to be important? It should. After all, you're not a dumb one. I'm sure you've noticed some stuff walking around our town. The buildings are all nicely cared for with perfectly manicured gardens. There's a market that's always open and sells fresh food daily. We even have monthly festivals to celebrate. I try to keep the women of my town happy. After all, they are the reason I created this place. I needed as many women as I could find. Now, normally this is where I get a weird look or two, because my town is exclusively women. The only men that are around are children, for all the adults are women and, well, me. This then leads people to question if what they were seeing throughout town was real. Because if you remember, almost every woman looked like she had some kind of a baby bump, right? No, your eyes aren't deceiving you, princess. Those women really are pregnant, just not with what you think. I'm sure you're imagining a little human growing in there, or maybe a human with tentacles on their face because of me. But that's not how it is at all. No, no, no. Those women want to grow eggs for me. You see, it's an old legend in these parts. You are supposed to have a successful marriage if you can carry an egg for me. The more you carry, the better your love will be. I'm not sure if the old wives' tales are true, but it means that women come seeking me out. Women like yourself. Is that why you came here, princess? Were you hoping to get bred by an eldritch creature? Oh, sweetheart, I don't think you're a very good liar. flustering and looking away when you're called out. You can admit that you want this. There's nothing wrong with that, princess. But I don't want to do anything without your consent. That's not really my style. If you stay here, it's going to be your choice to be here, understand? I think you do. Instantly leaning into my tentacle as it caresses your sensitive cheek. You understand that by staying here, you aren't going to be leaving my room until I'm confident that one of my eggs has taken, correct? Was that a little shiver I saw? Are you excited for this? Then why don't you undress for me, sweetheart? I want to see everything. Oh, just like that. Good girl, not even hesitating. Oh, you know what you want, don't you? What a good girl. Didn't even realize how delicate you were underneath all those layers. Fuck. Look at you, sweetheart. So fucking sexy. God, is it hard to keep my tentacles to myself? But you're not ready yet. First things first. Open your mouth for me, princess. That's it. Going to swallow it all down like a good girl, right? That's right. Look at you. Already knowing what to do. Instantly sucking and swallowing down the tendril. That's it. You can feel some sort of liquid coming out of the pores. It tastes sweet, doesn't it? You like it, don't you? That's so good, princess. That liquid is a bit of an aphrodisiac. That's all. The more you swallow, the better you'll feel. Oh, yeah. Cock already hardening for me from just the tentacle in your mouth. Oh, yeah. That's right. That's it, sweetheart. Use that tongue of yours. No. Starting to make me feel good. What a good girl I have staring at me. Eyes start to cloud as you continue to suck my tentacle, not letting a drop of the ambrosia go to waste. You can't get enough of it, can you? Oh, no, you can't. Just look at you. First taste, and it was the best thing you ever put between your teeth, huh? Oh, your mouth working over the slits, trying to drain every drop out. That's not even the tentacle with the egg, princess. You're just that eager, aren't you? See? The tentacle with the egg? That goes somewhere a bit different. I'm gonna fuck your asshole with my tentacle as another one strokes your pretty cock, princess. I'm gonna keep swallowing down mouthful after mouthful of aphrodisiacs as I breed you like the good girl you are. That's it. Moaning around me as you feel a tentacle start to tease your sensitive hole. Already aching and wanting to be filled. That's just one of the side effects of the aphrodisiac, sweetheart. Nothing that you can't handle. You're doing so good for me, making me feel really good. Letting out another moan as just the tip enters you, dipping in and out, circling around and spreading the same aphrodisiac you keep swallowing around your asshole. Teasing you, torturing you by not giving you what you want. That felt good. What you do with your tongue. It's not enough for you that one hole is already filled, huh? If both of your holes aren't being used, then you aren't happy, are you? That's why you've got two of them, for them both to be used at the same time by me. And if that's what Princess wants, well, that's what Princess is gonna get. Fuck. Oh, that's tight, sweetheart. Oh, shit. Swallowing my tentacle like it's greedy for it. Look at you, impaled from both sides. Tentacle in your mouth and tentacle in your ass. This is how you should be kept. Moaning around the tendril in your mouth as you swallow another mouthful of aphrodisiacs. You can't even form a word, you're so tentacle drunk. Eyes glazed in pleasure. All you can do is take what I give you, right? That's a good girl. As long as you keep drinking my ambrosia and taking my tentacles, then you're going to be bred in no time. What you're going to be feeling is dozens of my tiny little eggs going inside you. They're going to try to attach to your walls, to anywhere. Only one will make it through, though. And that's the one you're going to grow and birth for me, Princess. And we can do this over and over again. I can give you as many clutches as you want, sweetheart. As long as you're a good broodmare for me. That shouldn't be too difficult. You love how my tentacles feel. Practically can't get enough of them. It should be easy, right? Oh, are you imagining yourself constantly pregnant? Belly always heavy with an egg, always ready to pop just for me. Want to show off what a good broodmare you can be? Look so fucking sexy, stuffed from both sides. Holes stretching around my tentacle as it flicks in deep inside you, playing with your prostate. Another tentacle reaches around your cock to stroke it, causing another burst of pleasure to radiate up your spine. Choking around the tentacle in your mouth. It's already too much for you, isn't it? Oh, it's okay, sweetheart. You can take more. I'm sure of it. Even if you can't, you're going to be. Wanna breed you. Wanna see my eggs inside you. Wanna watch you grow just for me, sweetheart. Oh, yes, I do. Glancing around me, trying to keep me inside. You just hate feeling empty, don't you? Now that you've had a tentacle, you don't want anything else. I've ruined you for anyone else, haven't I? Oh, every time someone tries to fuck you, you're going to think about my tentacles. The next time you find yourself on your knees sucking someone off, you're going to think about my tendril in your mouth and how good it felt. Tears welling in your eyes as you swallow more of me. Oh, yes, that's it. You can't get enough. Want more of the delicious taste. Want more of the pleasure. You're fucking greedy for it, aren't you? That's what makes a good broodmare. So eager for my tentacles, for my eggs. You can't wait for it. Hips rocking against me, trying to get more friction, trying to get my tentacle to reach deeper, like you aren't already stuffed to the brim. You're filled completely from both sides. I wouldn't be surprised if the tentacles met in the middle. You're absolutely skewered on my tentacles, sweetheart. And there's nowhere else you would rather be, is there? Unable to control your volume as you get fucked closer to your own release. You can come if you need to, princess. I have no problem with that. Just know that if you come early, I'm not going to stop. I'm going to keep going. Keep fucking into you. Keep giving you everything I've got until you are bred up with my eggs. That's why you're here. To become a broodmare. To be filled with my eggs. That's all you've ever wanted. Oh, yes, yeah. Gonna look so fucking good knocked up, princess. Going to fit right in with the rest of the brood. Oh, yeah. Not going to let you be empty for long. No, no, no. A pretty one like you deserves to never be empty again. It would be a crime. Such a tight fucking hole. Taking me so well. Oh, I knew you could take it. Look at you, making me so proud. Come on. Keep it up. You've got to make me come if you want what you came here for. You want my egg, right? Then you're going to have to earn it, sweetheart. Come on, work those hips of yours. Just like that, yeah. Yeah, that's better. Oh, now you're getting the hang of it, sweetheart. It's not so difficult, is it? Just need to keep up with me, princess. That's how you become a good broodmare. That's how you make me happy. Oh, doing such a good job of taking me, letting the tentacle flick around inside you, twisting and curling around. It might not be thick, but that doesn't matter. Not to you. Not when it can move inside you like this. Coughing around the tendril down your throat still. Oh, I never let up. Stroking your cock and thrusting in and out of you. It's almost more than you can take. But you're determined. You want to be a good girl for me. You want to come, but more importantly, you want to be bred. Want to have my egg oviposited inside your eager hole. Oh, fuck. It's okay, princess. You don't have to use your words. I know what you need. I always take care of what's mine. You're one of my broodmares now, aren't you? That's right. You fit right in. Sounds so fucking good, but you feel even better. Oh, taking my tentacles so well. Like you were made for it, sweetheart. So tentacle drunk that you can't help yourself. You just want to come, don't you? You've been teetering on the edge for quite some time. Cock all swollen from you resisting. You're such a good girl. Making me so happy. Yes, you are. Going to breed you just how you deserve because of it. Only good girls get eggs. Only good girls get to be bred. You're my good girl, aren't you? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right, sweetheart. Just look at you. Doing such a good job for me. Keep it up. Can feel how close I am. Going to be good for me and take it all just like a princess would, right? Fuck. Oh, shit, I'm nuts. Oh, fuck it. Oh, princess, I think. No, fuck. I think I'm gonna. I'm gonna go. No. That's a good girl. Feels so good to be pumped with eggs, doesn't it? That's my sweetheart. So fucking sexy for me. Yes, you are. I bet you feel good, don't you? A little dazed from everything, but overall, they're still okay. The aphrodisiac will probably wear off within the hour unless you keep suckling from me. Something I don't think I want to stop. I just adore that blank look in your eyes as you look up at me. You're too far gone to understand. All you can do is agree with me, huh? Oh, how cute. It's okay, princess. You don't need to do anything except lay there and keep sucking from the tendril in your mouth. It's going to keep you feeling good. You like how you feel right now, don't you? That's my good girl. Took everything so well. I'm so proud of you, sweetheart. Yes, I am. You did such a good job. You're such a lovely addition to the brood. Oh, yes, you are. I don't think my girls could have brought me someone better than you. I'm so happy that you were one of the ones that went out of your way to find our remote little village. I think you're going to like it here. In fact, I think you're going to like it so much that you may never leave.